Class action lawsuits. I have been notified that I am a plaintiff in a class action lawsuit against classmates.com. I don't remember signing up for classmates.com, but if I'm a plaintiff, I must have signed up, and I'm sure I must have been severely wronged by the actions of what must be a greedy and corrupt conglomerate out to exploit the vulnerabilities of classmates everywhere. I mean, if they weren't greedy and corrupt, why would I sue them? I'm not exactly sure what I am getting if and when I win this lawsuit. It appears it could be as much as $3. However, more likely, $2. Unfortunately, I won't be able to spend my $2 for just any crazy extravagant purchase I might have imagined. I will, however, be able to upgrade my classmates.com membership to gold status for $2 less than those short-sighted individuals who had neither the insight to recognize how severely they had been hurt or the vision to take legal action to redress the injury. Out of curiosity, I went to the classmates.com website to see just what my savings would get me, only to discover that if I upgrade now, I could save $2.50 off the normal $5 cost for a 3-month gold membership. Imagine my dilemma. Do I upgrade now and save $2.50, or wait until after the lawsuit is settled and maybe save $3? I must admit, I'm inclined to wait. After all, there is an important principle involved here. I agree, my award may not seem like much compensation for my injuries, but I take heart in the knowledge that two of my fellow plaintiffs stand to receive $2,500 each. I know they will spend the money wisely, perhaps on a well-deserved vacation, and perhaps even drink a toast to all those other plaintiffs who have suffered so much at the hands of classmates.com. Of course, the attorneys will receive a well-deserved $1,050,000 plus expenses for their extraordinary efforts on my behalf. I mean, the disclosure document alone ran to 66 pages, and it's just full of very impressive legal-type language. Not to mention the exhaustive work involved in emailing all us plaintiffs and the endless negotiations, which will be needed to ensure we all get the $3 we deserve instead of the paltry $2 the defendants hope we will settle for. 10, 10, 2010.